I think the first period was intensely competitive. We and the Europeans decided to invest hard in single units in each country. So France invested in Orsay, where Jean-Claude Baron was the sort of equivalent of myself. We were very close in age. We're like brothers, so to speak, in arms at that time. And there was me and Terry and Gianluigi in London. The Americans, so Phelps left St. Louis and went off to Los Angeles with a young man who was also deeply committed to anatomy of the brain and to its function. It was John Mazziotta, who also, after that first initial period of intense competition, became a very close friend. We were very cheeky in those days. When I first met Mike Phelps, I mean, I have no compunction about telling this story because he tells it so frequently himself. It's one of many stories, actually. I was walking down the corridor, big international meeting in St. Louis with Terry, and there was this chap walking the other way, boyish face, bouncing along with a couple of people around him. Terry stopped me and said, "Hi, Mike, how are you? I'd like you to meet Richard Frykowiak." And I looked at Terry and I looked at this sort of boyish fellow who was 5'6", or perhaps slightly taller. And Terry said, "Well, what do you think?" And I said, "Well, I thought it'd be older and taller." And Mike was really amused by this, but at the same time, I think there was an element of, "Who is this?" So on we went, and we began to develop relationships across the Atlantic –